Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
For as long as humans have looked up into the night sky, the moon has caused people to behave in strange ways. One of the most peculiar is the tendency for people to correlate phases of the moon with various human behaviors. Lunar cycles have been claimed to affect homicide rates, traffic accidents, suicides, the birth of babies, assaults, emergency room visits, casino payout rates, and psychiatric admissions. The only crazy thing here is that scientific studies have failed to show any reliable, significant correlation of these events with lunar phases. The persistent belief in lunar myths seems to be tied to media effects, folklore and tradition, and general misconceptions. The phases of the moon depend on its position in orbit around the Earth and the Earth's position in orbit around the Sun. Each phase has a different name depending on the amount of illuminated surface that can be seen from the Earth. As the moon waxes or appears to grow, it moves through the new moon, crescent moon, first quarter moon, gibbous moon, and full moon phases before returning through the gibbous moon, third quarter moon, crescent moon, and new moon phases. One complete cycle is exactly 29.53 days. Repeated studies consistently show that the average human menstrual cycle is also 29.5 days. Is that a coincidence? Within the animal kingdom, there are examples of behaviors tied to lunar cycles that have passed the test of scientific scrutiny. Corals spawn at full moon. Spotted owls call more frequently than would be expected in the third quarter and new moon. Lobsters are more active in the dark of the moon. Galapagos fur seals vary their dive patterns according to the moon phase, and some sea turtles nest and lay eggs on a lunar cycle. Humans have labeled plants and animals with names like moonvine, moonfish, moonweeds, moon rat, moon seed, moon wart, moon snail, and luna moth. My Uncle Charlie planted potatoes and pruned shrubs only during a new moon. In fact, the connecting threads between these entities and lunar cycles may be more ephemeral than moonbeams.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.